on the income approach portion of it.
Okay. How about, can you separate out the theater? What you think it's worth out of your assessment?
Yep. Again, you can't stop on it. And again, during my inspection there, it was stated that, you know, overall demand, there's two things going against that theater. A, the size of the theater, in terms of the number of seats, won't allow for venue, but it operates in conjunction with the hotel, just the way the, you know, little children's water park area and the fitness center and the other building do. They operate as one economic unit, so it really can't be, you couldn't be sold off separately and it can't be divided out.
And did you value the timeshare or the, I guess that's they're called timeshares that they're selling there? Did you value that part of it?
No.
I think that's on the parcel, Ms. Chapman. Okay. There's three parcels that make up this one, which is another issue I had with the actual appraisal he did, is he valued one of the three parcels, but there's actually two parcels that are, make up that Welk Resort. And Trimble only valued, or according to that thing, if you look at the description, if you look at it, and if you have it in front of you, it's great. I think on page 15, the appraiser for the county there writes about how the legal description doesn't match up with what he did. What I think happened was when they went to do the engagement, they only valued, or some number was not provided to Mr. Trimble, or Mr. Trimble just looked at one parcel of two. So if he's saying the whole resort is worth 6.3 or whatever he has, he's allocated that all to the one parcel that he doesn't have any value assigned to the other parcel.
There was two separate appraisals, but this particular one that ends in 6.000. It, what does it have on it? What would you say it has on it? A theater? What else?
Well, again, you got two parcel numbers. I don't remember what the other one was. It contains the water park area, fitness center, / they call it I forget the exact name of the building, but it's got offices upstairs. It's a two-story building. That's on the other parcel.
So I'm listing on this 6.00, let's see, 6.003. Let me go through the list of what we've got. It's showing.
The 003 is the much smaller one.
Right. It's got the pool, the office, the club, got a mobile home on it, fences. It's the lower appraised of the two. But the other one, like I said, it is the one with the theater, the restaurant, the hotel, 159 unit motel property, it doesn't appear in your appraisal that you have accounted for all of that.
I disagree.
I don't know how that could be.
Yeah. And if you read through it, the description is pretty accurate. The problem I have with the one the Trimble did is it only includes that one part. I don't know why he tried to separate the economic unit into two things there, but rushed or he wasn't engaged to do both parcels for whatever reason. I don't know.
He was engaged to do two parcels, 6.000 and a 6.003.
All right. What did his appraisal come out at 0.003 then? So we're just all talking the same language here because I got that appraisal.
And what's your total valuation for both parcels combined?
That's written in the report. I think it's 2.8.
I'm talking about your appraisal.
Yeah, he's got it written into the appraisal. He's got it written in there, and he's got an allocation to both parcels there at the very end.
I think we're confusing things. I'm asking you about your appraisal, Kelly's.
No, he's got it here. Just a second. It's your
I'm asking a question about this there. His value's indicated there, and then at the very end, there's an allocation between the two parcels there. I think it's like about $2.3 million on one, $500K on the other, but that's basically based on the way you guys allocated it in 2020. You read the note?
Yeah, I've got the values here.
Basically, what he did was he allocated the same percentages the county used. Yeah, using the same percentages as the county used on that one. The value's different.
Hang on. I want to look at your BOE appeal number.
Just give us a moment.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to see his actual appeal, what he wrote down for each parcel on his appeals for his total. So he's putting down...
Looks like $2,325,000 on 003, it's $525,000. That's what they're proposing.
Yeah, and that's based on the same allocation that the county used in 2021, I guess.
Do we have the valuations from past years? You do on your P-bill.
Looks
low.
They were 6271, is that right? That's on 000.
That's
6 million. 6,270,000. One and they other one is 1 million. Yeah, they had it at 6 million something in years past, or the last time.
So I'm looking at this. So on his 6.003, he's trying to tell us it's worth $500.
Opinion market value. Well, they're telling us now that these appraised values are what they're using. I mean, but yeah.
But so why would they fill out their BOE form with this weird number? It doesn't make sense.
Well, I can answer that one, Susan, because it is filed from the perspective of the taxpayer. I don't know any taxpayer. There's very few taxpayers that are experts on fee simple valuation, and I should have led with this, but I would say your job and the job of all the board members there is probably the hardest job in Missouri, if not the hardest. I think it's incredibly difficult to try and value property on a fee simple basis. And no one in the history of tax collecting or politicians ever said, hey, make the tax collector's job easier or pay the tax collector more money. So I'm going to thank you for help. But in terms of why it was filled out with $500, it's because the taxpayer is not an expert on valuation. And I can ask, you know, I typically represent about, you know, I don't know, a couple thousand different taxpayers on any given time.
So even for the money that you put down,
what's it worth? They don't know the answer. They don't know how fee simple valuation works. And they go, well, it's worth whatever we can get for it. We know it has legal value, but we think it's lower than whatever they have on it. So I end up filing an appeal for $500 on it because that's the lowest legal value I can justify. There's no question that they concede that it has legal value, but they're not experts in fee simple valuation.
So looking at the official there that does walk you through it and follows the same method for
We understand that you have an appraisal now, and that's the values you're asking for. In the years past, this last one, which was $6,271,000, that's what's in front of the tax commission now?
Yeah, I don't think so. I thought it was higher, actually.
Well, it may be combined. I'm just looking at, I think the other one was 1.5, so it might be combined. It might be 7.7 or something like that.
Yeah, wouldn't I?
7.6.
I'm a little shocked, though, because I think the value that Mr. Trimble came up with was actually lower than the value that the county had on just that one parcel.
And they,
I
think that is correct, and I think that the assessors actually lowered it down to what Mr. Trimble's, and I don't know if you've received that card yet, but I was told that they had actually...
Well, I'm looking at it now. If he had $6,370,000, it looks like it was raised to... Or it's currently at $6,545,366, so there is an increase there. And yet the bigger issue is they've got $1.7 million in change on the other parcel. So all in, you're looking at the total value on this one economic unit of $8,261,550. Now, I can, you know, that's a mean half difference from where their appraisal is at versus what, you know, what the appraised value of the assessment is at. That's a pretty big difference there.
Well, and we used our CAMA system to reappraise it. We sent appraisers out from our department. You know, it was depreciated based on age, on what they found out there. And again, I believe Mr. Trimble's appraisal is much closer in valuing each component of the property than what you're bringing forth. I don't think... This is
okay.
My personal opinion that you are anywhere close.
You're completely entitled to that opinion.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking you is what is wrong with the methodology for the valuation systems or anything there? Now's your time to ask Mr. McFarland, because I've got him on the phone, and I know his last name.
Sure.
To the extent there's an issue with his methods or his values, I'm sure Mr. McFarland can probably answer those questions, but I'd like to kind of get it going so I can focus on my part of the presentation here and let Mr. Cohen go back to his regularly scheduled day.
Do you guys have any other questions for the appraisal?
I think we've read it, and we kind of understand his thought process, and we understand the other appraiser's thought process. So thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Keith.
All right, I'm
going to
sign off, guys. Thanks.
Thank
you. Appreciate it. Hey.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So this is a big issue I have here is if you look at it as one economic unit, it's the value that the assessor has on it right now is $8,261,550, I think, if my handwriting is correct. Now, the appraisal that the county did came out at $6,370,000. Now, granted, it supposedly only included that one parcel, but as Ms. Chapman already conceded earlier today, the other parcel is of minimal value to the overall economic unit. It contains a, you know, pool, a clubhouse, and some other things as well, which to me is part of the whole economic unit. I don't think you would sell the hotel. First of all, I don't think you can sell the theater separately. So I don't know why their appraiser was trying to value it separately. But even if you do try and value it separately, there's some serious issue, in my opinion, with that sales comp approach. You know, primarily with the fact that, you know, at least two of the comps were bought by tax exempt entities. So if you look at it, a thing that cash flows, you know, $100,000 a year, at a 7% cap rate, well, it's $1 million in property value. At a 10 cap, it's $1 million property all of a sudden. So there's a huge difference there, and that there's no adjustment whatsoever made to the fact that the buyer is, first of all, not a typical buyer, but also not, it's a tax-exempt entity, and there's no factoring in there as to what that's worth. It's worth a lot. I realize... I don't claim to be an expert in all areas, but, you know, I can tell you when, you know, Washington University buys a property in University City, they pay a big premium on it because they're tax exempt there.
All right, and so, assuming, I mean, I understand.